Arcola. When Joanne Almy's husband Matthew took the general manager's position at the Arcola Co-op gas bar, she knew that she would have to move in the near future with her daughter Emily. Matthew began his new position in May and Joanne Almy would move out in August with their daughter. Almy was raised on a farm near Holland, Man. Her parents still remain there. She has always enjoyed working with people and seen how physical therapy helped her family. In 2009, she received her degree for a Bachelor of Medical Rehabilitation, Physical Therapy at the University of Manitoba. Almy began to work for Treherne Physiotherapy in Treherne, Man, and was the sole physiotherapist there, but worked for a group of clinics. She remained there until her move to Saskatchewan. Now, with her husband taking a position in Arcola, she too would have to move her business. Almy's license is credited across Canada, but there are still rules to follow here in Saskatchewan. She had to apply to the College of Saskatchewan for a few different requirements. It is always a continuing education, explained Almy. She takes courses regularly for up-to-date techniques. Now that most things are in place, her doors opened for business on October 11th, in Arcola with her new business Horizon Physiotherapy. She is still waiting for a few items but can manage without for now. Her practice includes acupuncture, treatments for jaw pain and dysfunction known as temporomandibular joint. She also helps with cancer recovery and rehabilitation, pre- and post-surgical treatment and also help with long-haul COVID and insurance issues. Also, at the new practice Lori McLaren will join Almy as a registered massage therapist. Almy also has a 10-year-old daughter. Although she was sad to leave her friends, Emily is extremely outgoing and has made several friends and plans to join the Arcola Figure Skating Club. With her first week at her new business in the books, Almy feels it was a wonderful week. She hopes to build her clientele and enjoy her new home and life in Arcola.